This could be the last week of furloughs for civilian Defense Department employees. 500,000 workers across the U.S. have had to take 6 unpaid days off because of the federal budget cuts known as sequestration. Whether there will be more depends on what lawmakers do when they return to Washington next month. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Adam Ragusea reports on how the furloughs have affected one community.
Warner Robins, Georgia, a post-war sprawl with no downtown, this city of almost 70,000 exists solely because of Robins Air Force Base. Military service members have been exempt from cuts, but most of the people employed on this base are civilians, like Hans Hinners and his wife Shannon.
I'm an equipment specialist.
I'm an engineer.
Robins is mostly a big maintenance and supply depot, so there are a lot of mechanics and other mid-skill workers. The result is something not as common in America today, a community with a thriving middle-class economy.
Yeah, it does feel like people can go to work and support their families and plan for the future.
And both Shannon and Hans say they don't understand why they're paying the price for Congress's inability to work out a budget compromise.
The Defense Department. I mean, we're always the redheaded stepchildren that get picked on all the time.
Yeah, I'd say there's some people who feel that they can't trust what's going to happen next, that some of the stability that you always come to expect with a government position has been wiped away.
And this next prize is a $25 gift card to Walmart. Yes.
In a hotel ballroom near the base, Chrissy Miner raffles off door prizes at a kind of convention of the furloughed she's organized.
Daniel Medina.
Utility companies have booths offering to negotiate past due bills. Mental health providers offer ways to relieve stress. Jean Lemley with Pampered Chef shows people how they can supplement their income.
Either by starting your own business, or you can even just host a show, and you can get good equipment to make it easier to cook at home and save more money by not eating out.
Yeah, we've been trying to think of going into business or starting a business.
Tangerine Jones Carter and her friend Eileen Smossel used to be office workers on base. They were contractors, not Pentagon employees, so instead of furloughs, they got pink slips.
Why did it happen? The sequestration?
It happened in June, and it was because of budget cuts,
right. Government
budget cuts, that the contract was not renewed.
These days I don't believe I'm not working. I just don't understand it, you know.
These two never thought they'd be out of work. Thanks to the base, Warner Robins has been a rare island of growth in Georgia beyond metro Atlanta.
They're still building houses. Other places are talking about things are closing. Here they're building houses or selling the houses.
The question here is whether they have to reset that expectation, as so many others have. Unless Congress negotiates a better scenario, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says furloughs will likely turn to widespread layoffs during the fiscal year that begins in October. For NPR News, I'm Adam Ragusea in Warner Robins, Georgia.